have an improvisation class where only one person has signed up, it would be up to you whether you wanted to plan it or not. A lot of times when it's one-on-one, I don't plan. You could simply have that student play for you and then like pick a backing track or have them pick a backing track, whether it's in person or online, doesn't matter. They can pull up a backing track on their end on the computer and jam to it, and then you can give them pointers. That would be an easy one if you didn't want to plan. If you did want to plan, well, there's four ingredients of improvisation: technique, ear training, music theory, and phrasing. So you would choose one of those areas, and then go into a specific area. So I could give you many examples. Say you did ear training. Okay, so they pick a riff. They pick one of their favorite riffs, and then you'll guide them in transcribing it by ear. It doesn't mean you have to write it down. It just means go directly from your ear to your hands to play it. In other words, what is the key? What are the intervals? Choose something short. That would be an example of ear training. Next, phrasing. You know, can they like play two bars and then rest for two bars, or play three bars and rest for one bar? Like, is there awareness within the form? Is there awareness of their solos? Time awareness? Can they do rhythmic variety? Can they play, you know, all different types of rhythms? Eighth notes, triplets, 16ths, 16th note triplets, etc., etc., as well as whole notes, half notes, etc., etc. That's all under phrasing. If it's under technique, can they do hammer-ons and pull-offs? Can they do bends, vibrato, slides, blah, 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 blah. If it's under music theory, can they look at a progression, like an easy, you know, jammable chord progression, and analyze what the chords are so they know what scale to play over which chords? That's all comes under improv. It's wide open.